You're listening to Called to Homeschool, episode number 82, Geography Curriculum Ideas.
This is your manual to becoming the amazing homeschool mom you were called to be.
Hello, welcome back. We're at episode number 82. I almost forgot for a second. And we're going to talk today about geography.
Yes. So we took a little bit of break about curriculum and we thought about, like, do we want to keep going with curriculum? But we wanted you to have a resource.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you're not implementing geography right now, but you're like, I know eventually I would like to.
Yeah.
We wanted to give you some ideas of things you possibly could do, things we have liked. And so anyways, we wanted to keep going with some curriculum ideas as I'm waving that book around.
Tell you about it.
Yeah, we'll tell you in just a second. So we wanted just to share some fun geography things that we have done throughout the years.
Yes. So first, I've done some really fun little things on my website. I have like a Read Around the World series I've done where I talk about just different books and then like a craft and a snack and fun little things for different countries.
Now, didn't you do that for
I did co-op? A whole class on okay. that, and I never took those ones that I did and put them in post, but I really need to. I think I took notes on the whole thing and kept it all. So
you should have. I was there. It was great.
I'm going to try and put posts up on that one soon. Let's hold me accountable. But I do have like some cute printables for some of the states and countries and things like that as well too. So you can find some fun ideas there. One of my favorite and easiest resources we've used for a long time is called Satera. And it's a free website or a free app. You can do either. And it's just a mapping website where you just can choose your quiz, basically. Like you can decide, oh, today I want to do states and capitals. Or today, if you like my littlest, my six-year-old, I have her learn the continents right now. She's mm-hmm. working on, she's got them down now. So we're doing something new. But just go through and they make a little quiz of the continents. And you just, you can do it and you get a score. And then you just try to better your score. And it just rates you. Yourself, and it's like, oh, you, in the last 10 tries you have gotten better and better, and it's really fun, really simple and free. And so we do that a couple times a week. I have my kids just hop on and just do it, and different levels of wherever they are and what they're learning, like countries in Africa or, you know,
yeah,
whatever it is.
Yes, we love studying geography. I guess I really love it, and my kids tolerate it. They love it. But we do it as one of our subjects of the day. So once a week we do geography lessons. And when I had everybody and they were little, and I actually use this still, but it's Singin' Smart and it's book 2 and it's only on the CD, which makes
me
giggle.
I know, I wish that they would make it digital. It's very old.
Yes.
We have this too and I love it.
So, but you can still buy it. So it's Singin' Smart by Pamela G. Peterson. And you can still buy it. So like the presidents are out of date. So we would just add stuff like that on it. But we would start with things like the continents and seas. So I just always love, like, I can tell you all the states in alphabetical order from a song I learned as a kid. So I just love putting things to song because we would dance. And so we started with continents and seas. Mm-hmm. And then we would progress to different areas. And what we would end up doing is, one of those songs, so that must be book 1.
North America, South
yeah.
America.
We always would do that start really with, well. Yo, the continents are. So we made like a cool rap. But it has the states in their caps, like it's called caps on a map, right? Like Montgomery, Alabama, Juneau, Alaska, right? So it would go mm-hmm. through all of them. And then we would get a map. So we would find, like, print them off free of Google. And like it would have all the states listed with their capitals. And we would sing the song and then slowly we would start getting rid of the states and you would have to find what it was.
Oh, that's fun.
And for our battle of the brains, then you would be given the map and like have to put the state or the capital. And just so we would do that with Central and South America and with the continents and seas. So depending on what mm-hmm. we had studied that term,
yeah,
is what would be part of battle
they're
of the
really
brains.
Fun. And there's so many cute songs in that. You guys will love it.
Yes.
Another simple and fun one we love are called Stack the States or Stack the Countries. And those are apps also. And they're just really cute little, like on the iPad, I get them for my kids. And it helps them to learn the different states and countries as they're doing it. And they have to build a stack as many as they can tall, but then they have to know the names and stuff as well. But they're fun. My kids love doing those apps.
So this other one is actually, we started with Singin' Smart. And then we included it with other books as well. So they have one called Explorers. Mm-hmm. And it starts with, not Leif Erikson, Erik the Red. Erik the Red was a Viking man who settled down in Greenland. And then we'd stop. And we had this fun map where we started charting people's territories. So Erik the Red, we found, like, he lived in Iceland, right, and then got banished to Greenland. And then then we would try to find a little bit about him. And there wasn't much books about him or anything. But then it went to his son, Leif Erikson. So we would add the song, right? Erik the Red was a Viking man who settled down in Greenland. Later, his son, Leif Erikson, found the North American continent in 1000 AD. So, like, then we would have Leif Erikson, and he would go to the North American continent. And then we read, I'm going to hurry and grab the book. I'm sure you have.
Is it the Ingrid?
Yes.
The, I never know how to say, their last name. Dialer. Dialer.
Oh, there it is.
There it is, yeah.
Ingrid D.
Ingrid and Edgar Dialer. D apostrophe A U L A I R E.
They have some great books.
Love their books, yes.
So we did Leif Erikson. And so we would take a couple weeks to read the book, maybe a few weeks. And then we'd add to the song and add to our map and put pins where they went. And then we went Marco Polo. He was from Italy, the father of geography, right? And then I'd get a cute book. And they're sitting right there, if you can see what the names are, by Demi. That's our favorite one. Marco Polo, and it was by Demi. And it's bright colored pictures, right? And it was just like shorter text, which is way fun, beautiful pictures. And we'd read about Marco Polo. And so, like, we took almost a full year to go through this song.
It's so fun.
I
love that.
And we just broke it apart with each explorer. And we had this fun map. And as we would sing the song, you would point to, like, Iceland, Greenland, North America, and then Italy. And then he went to China, right? And so all the places. And then Columbus and his journey. And it just, and it was fun when we went to, for our Christmas trip this year, we went to Puerto Rico. And Ponce de Leon was looking for the Fountain of Youth, because you'll find it in the song. And there's a city there called Ponce.
Oh, fun.
And so it was funny because they knew who that was. And they knew what he was looking for, right? And so that, I'm excited just talking about it, because it was so much fun. Like, we really took almost a full year to go through that song, and we stopped with every explorer and, like, learned about the explorer and
so cool,
like, all the fun stuff. So that was, obviously, I like song and dance. And my favorite part is when we play something like that, that my big kids who don't really do school with us will come in and start singing it.
Oh,
because
cute.
It was a part of their childhood,
it.
Too.
That's fun. Love that. So I've been doing, it's kind of been a little while since I've done it, but I was making a set of state-by-state worksheets for my website, and we would do, like, one state at a time to learn U.S. geography, and I have a couple of really cool atlases I found as we were doing that. The one I love is called 50 States Explore the USA by Gabrielle Balkan. But then I also love the series, the Atlas of Adventures, and there's three different ones. They're the really big ones with pretty pictures. There's one on wonders of the world, and there's an animal atlas, and then there's like a regular world atlas. And they're so cool and colorful, and my kids really love looking through them. So we love pulling those kind of books out and just learning from them and stuff.
Yeah, so we are trying something new this year, and I'm excited about it. So we actually already own these books. So I'd already read these books. And I will tell you them in just a second. But on Beautiful Feet, I keep saying that, it's Beautiful Feet, I keep pluralizing that. Beautiful Feet, their website, has the coolest map that go along with the books. So it's Geography Through Literature pack. And I did this, it was their primary and intermediate, 3rd through 7th grade. So it's the books Men of the Mississippi, Paddle to the Sea, Tree in the Trail, and Seabird.
Those are such good books. Yes. If you haven't read them, they're amazing.
So I already owned the books that I'd done with the kids. And I think maybe because I have to buy less things, because I don't homeschool as many kids now, like full homeschool, that I'm willing to buy some of these things. And they were like on back order too, just with so many people homeschooling right now. But Paddle to the Sea is the cutest little boy, Canadian boy. Is he Indian? I know he carves an Indian. Okay.
I think so.
Okay.
It's been several years since I've read it.
I can't remember.
But I remember that he does carve an Indian.
He carves a cute little Indian boy in a canoe who's paddled to the sea. And you go through the story of Paddle's adventure where he drops him off in Canada and he melts with the snow and he goes to a lake, then to a river. Then he goes through the Great Lakes.
It's so cool.
It's these big, huge, beautiful maps. And like right now we're just going through the Great Lakes.
So neat.
And so it's just really fun. And it's funny because my Tess, like, she's coloring it. She's totally eating this up, right? Joshy, who doesn't do subject of the day with us anymore, he just does read aloud and then he goes and does his online stuff. He snuck in, all of a sudden was coloring the baby's map. And then it was funny, Brigham, who's like, that's so dumb, like coloring is for girls. After 2 weeks, he all of a sudden was like, wait, which one's like superior? Which one? It's the one that looks like a wolf's head, right? Like,
I love it.
He was totally listening. And so right now he's trying to pretend he doesn't like school, but I know he does. But it's way fun. That says you can learn about the Great Lakes, Eastern Seaboard, 30 states and their capitals, national landmarks, rivers. But they're doing it through these really beautiful.
It's really neat. And I've read those books, but I've never used the maps. So now I want to go get them and read them again to my kids because
yes.
That sounds awesome.
And so I just downloaded because they're to get the book of like the teacher's mm-hmm. guide. I just printed it so I
okay.
could just get it instantly. So if you want to like take it then like even more, it gives you ideas you could look up on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Like, mm-hmm. okay, look up, I can't remember with paddles, something about logging or something like along with what you just read. I don't want to do that, but I thought it would be really fun to then carve something or make something.
Make
like
your own little canoe. And,
yes. Make our own little guide to go to the sea.
That's fun.
I don't think any lake in Utah River goes.
Connects to. No.
We have
I don't
the Great Salt Lake, which
so.
Is a dead sea. Mm. So it goes nowhere. So I guess I could send it there.
That's funny.
So yeah, really, I've really enjoyed
That's
that.
Neat.
This is our first time. We've read the books before and now I just added the maps.
Cool.
So it's way fun.
Another series that we've used in the past is called A Child's Geography. And it's a series of books from different time periods and locations. And it's from a very Christian perspective. Like one book was all about the Holy Land. And you study about it and learn the history of it. And they're really beautiful books and really well done. They come with like a CD-ROM of more activities, which I don't think I ever used. We just read the books.
Mm-hmm.
I usually don't do the extra activities because it's like,
I don't either.
I've got enough on my plate.
Yeah.
No, but they're really cool books. And I liked those a lot. And I've had my kids read through those a few times. Like those are typically ones either I'll read aloud or I'll give them to my bigger kids to just read on their own when they get older and can do that. But they're great books.
So one of my dreams is to study an area and then go travel there.
Mm-hmm.
And which my girls and I had started doing. And then COVID was like, oh, no, you didn't. And so, but before COVID, we were studying an area my husband had been traveling to. And I think I've talked about this before. So he went to Africa, I don't know, 3 times, but I like sometime within wintertime. And so we started studying Africa geography. And we read David Livingstone and we'd look at the map of mm-hmm. Africa and we started learning the countries of Africa. And that was really fun because it came alive because Dad was going there mm-hmm. and then he could bring back pictures. And so when he was in Kenya, he did get to see the safari and he did get to see Kilimanjaro. And when he was in DRC, it was very jungly and like That's that cool. kind of climate. And then he went up to Nigeria, I think. And I'm trying to think, I wanted to say that was on the, like a verge of more deserty stuff. Right. And so he got to kind of see us and then he got to tell us all about the culture and like how people dressed there and they were way more affectionate. And so like, it was very common for grown men to be holding hands and it was not seen as anything socially awkward, but like we're good friends. Like you would have the girlfriend when you were a little girl. Right. Also in Kenya, they like don't have the same laws we do. And he had a guy there that was driving him around and his son would ride on his lap like everywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember those cute little pictures?
Yeah.
He was the cutest like little 5-year-old and like he would go with his dad while he worked and just like sit on his lap and drive in rush hour traffic.
That's
I thought,
funny.
Oh, wow. So, but like to me, that makes geography so much more exciting.
It's definitely true. I love it. I've traveled to several countries and so
yeah.
I love to teach about the ones that I have visited and have photographs from so I can show my kids. Like I got to go to Egypt when I was in college. And so I have this whole book of Egypt pictures that we just pulled out recently. And my kids are just like, whoa, they're that big. The pyramids are that big. And there's the Sphinx. And you know, it's just amazing for them when they've learned about something to actually see real pictures of people they know there. And it's beautiful.
Yeah. So when
you
COVID
can go there, even better.
Will ever blow over and I can use all the airline credits I have from like my 40th year treat myself of not going on a trip. But anyway, that's really what I would love to start implementing with geography is learn about an area and then go spend a couple weeks there with my kids.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So knock on wood that COVID blows over.
Maybe someday. another really cool resource is called Map Trek, T-R-E-K. And it's, I think they have a like a digital download and a CD-ROM or something like that. I don't know if CD-ROMs even work anymore. But yeah, I got it years and years ago, and I have a download of it. But it's hundreds of historical maps from different time periods. And so as you're studying a time period, you can go print out or even just look at, if you don't want to print them, the different maps from that time period, so you can see how they've changed over time, because boundaries on maps have changed.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of things on the maps have changed. And it's a really cool resource, just if you want something like that, just extra to add in as you're studying history.
Yeah. Yeah, I think history is an easy way if you don't want to do like a full separate geography lesson, but just like, oh, we're studying medieval culture. So
I think very often that's how geography is incorporated for us. Like, I don't always have a separate geography lesson going on. We do our mapping and things like that.
Okay.
Often, but we don't always have like a geography curriculum that we're studying.
I don't know why I've loved it so much.
I love geography too, but very often it's just incorporated with our history that we're doing.
Yeah. And I don't do a group history anymore because everybody does their own thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so maybe that was something that it was still fun for them. So that's funny, is like things
have
changed.
When kids are younger too, there's so much to learn still. I mean, they don't know the continents and the countries and the states. And so there's so much there that they do need to learn. So I think younger kids, it's easier to just have it as a separate thing. But as they get older, I don't know.
Mine are older.
I don't know.
And I think whatever
you like. Whatever you like, definitely.
Yeah, I was going to see it. I think it all boils down to this works. Because I remember we had a friend who was really hardcore into Charlotte Mason. And Charlotte Mason is really into mapping and knowing your world. And I remember at the time, like, what? I have to do what? And I just wasn't ready for it. But I'm like, but I can sing silly songs about the states and I can point to a map.
Yeah.
Like, that's what I had to
do. And it's all teaching them in your own way.
And so now 13 years in, I'm like, oh, yeah, we can buy some maps.
Love it. Another awesome resource, if you haven't, we've mentioned this a lot of times, is the Well-Educated Heart Library. And they have just all kinds of books on different locations and time periods. But there's a lot of geography stuff you can incorporate there also.
Yes, I know. I am like falling madly in love with Well-Educated Heart. I've always liked the idea of it, but I've been studying much more in depth. And I think we're going to try, we will wrap up our term the week before Thanksgiving. And I think we're going to try that like little lull between Thanksgiving to Christmas of just like a 1 month of Well-Educated Heart.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'll report back and let you know how it went.
And then one last resource that I love, it's called A Child's History of the World by V.M. Hillier. It's a very old book. I don't know when it was first printed. You can find reprints of it. But it's just a cool, like, older geography book for kids, but for young kids, if that makes sense.
Like, how young?
I read it to my younger ones. I don't know, maybe upper elementary, I would say it works well for. But it's a fun one. I think you can find that free in, like, LibriVox and, like, those kinds of places because it's a very, very old book. Like in public domain, but it's awesome. And if you look for it on Amazon, it's an expensive book. It's like $40-something to buy for a paperback book.
Oh, really?
So they're not cheap to buy, but I'm pretty sure you can get them in public domain, but it's a good one.
That's awesome. Okay, friends, that geography has been a fun subject for us, but if like it doesn't speak to you, then just like incorporate it with history. Like, make it super simple, right? Play the cute games. It's funny. While we were doing this, I looked at that one site Karen said, Soterra. I was like, that's super easy.
So
that's
easy.
So fun.
That's why we do it. It's so easy.
Yes, and I think my kids will really like that. So I want to thank Karen for keep helping my homeschool get going. What book did we talk about not too long ago? The Witch at Blackbird Pond.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
We're reading that right now.
Isn't it good? Loud,
because I thought, like, Halloween.
Yeah.
So we started it a couple weeks ago. And I love it so much.
Yeah,
and
I
wanted to
book.
Finish reading it today and I was losing my voice and I thought, could we keep going? But I knew I had coaching calls today, so I had to wrap it up. So I only read two chapters.
But only two.
I know, they're so good. So thanks, Karen, for giving me my homeschool ideas.
Well, thanks for tuning in today, guys. Have a great week.
We'll see you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Called to Homeschool. Be sure to subscribe and we'd love to hear your comments or questions. You can find all our show notes on calledtohome.com.